If you ever felt unworthy of God's grace, like you weren't holy enough to receive communion, you're not alone. Padre Pio's spiritual daughters felt the same, until he gave them one simple rule that changed everything. Stay tuned to hear what it was.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book Padre Pio, The True Story by Bernard Ruffin, which reveals fascinating details about the saint's spiritual guidance. For example, why he seemed to have more female than male followers, how he chose who could become his spiritual child, and what kind of advice he gave to those under his care. I found these insights very interesting, and I'm sure you will too. So without further ado, let's hear what the author shared. By 1918, Padre Pio had a circle of female disciples who regularly met and prayed with him. These were his spiritual daughters. Many of Padre Pio's letters to these women have been preserved. Padre Pio had spiritual sons too, but they were, at least at first, less numerous. Southern Italian men, at least in those days, were apt to feel that religion was best left to the women. So it was harder to obtain male disciples. Although in the 1940s, Father Agostino, Padre Pio's confessor, would be astounded at the number of men who came to see Padre Pio. Furthermore, the book points out that this difference also came down to the friary's logistics. Friary rules allowed men easier access to the friars, meaning men more often received verbal guidance, while women were counseled in biweekly meetings and through letters, which of course were more likely to be preserved. So essentially, we have more written material from Padre Pio to his female followers because that's how he communicated with them. Now, as for how Padre Pio chose his spiritual children, the author makes it clear. He didn't just take on anyone. The author explained, Padre Pio did not accept just anybody as his spiritual child, just as he would not correspond with people he did not know before the Lord. He normally did not undertake to counsel or advise people about whom the Lord had not given him some enlightenment. He would hear their confessions, of course, but it truly grieved Padre Pio to have to try to counsel without divine illumination. In such cases, as he wrote to one of his spiritual daughters, he had to proceed gropingly, guiding himself with a little cold and pallid doctrine learned in books. In the same letter, however, he says that for certain persons, he had access to divine light. These were the ones he invited into a deeper relationship. As mentioned earlier, the spiritual daughters would gather twice a week in a guest room at the convent, where Padre Pio spoke to them about scripture and the path to holiness. Maria Campanile, a member of that group who was still alive in the late 1970s, later shared that Padre Pio had a gift for explaining even the most difficult parts of the Bible. She said, "He took away our doubts and illuminated our spiritual darkness." Padre Pio also gave them five rules for spiritual growth: weekly confession, daily communion, spiritual reading, meditation, examination of conscience. Now, interestingly, the author shares that Maria Campanile's father once asked her why she went to confession so frequently. Unsure how to respond, she brought the question to Padre Pio. His reply was as simple as it was brilliant. A room needs to be dusted once a week, even if nobody is there. Furthermore, some of the ladies felt unworthy of receiving communion so often. Padre Pio reassured them, saying, "Unless you are positive that you are in mortal sin, you ought to take communion every day." According to Campanile, it was largely through Padre Pio's influence that daily communion became widely practiced in San Giovanni Rotondo. So, while some saints left behind treatises of formal spiritual writings, Padre Pio shared his wisdom through simple conversations, heartfelt letters, and practical, consistent advice. And when I think about it, that's exactly what makes him such a powerful saint to learn from. It wasn't just his divinely inspired wisdom, it was the down-to-earth way he shared it. Now, I'd like to ask you, dear viewer, in what way has Padre Pio helped you? What part of your life has he truly changed? Please share your experience in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.